I think that there is a chance that the current strategy of European politicians will work in a sense that the Eurozone could survive without deeper integration. And the reason is that until Italy and Spain can borrow from the market, then there is not a very strong pressure for European politicians to agree on a higher level of political or fiscal union. I mean, Greece will clearly default in the coming days. Either it will be voluntary or there will be a coercive default of Greece. I mean, that's not everybody knows. But the Greek default itself would not start a wave of defaults in the Eurozone. So the Greek case is clearly special, and it will not harm the Eurozone too much. But again, until Italy and Spain can borrow on the market, then, you know, the pressure on policymakers to agree on a more comprehensive solution is reasonably small. If and when Italy would face very, very serious troubles, meaning that it will not be able to borrow from a primary market, then immediately a much more dramatic solution would be needed, because Italy is clearly too big to fail. I mean, Italy cannot be let to default.
Do you agree with some who are arguing that the European policy of austerity measures championed mainly by Germany is actually harmful in current situation, since it is not offering any prospects for economic growth?
I think that there is a strong bias for fiscal consolidation in the Eurozone. And in countries that have a healthier fiscal situation, including Germany, should slow down fiscal consolidation or even consider a second stimulus, a new stimulus. Because indeed, when the private sector is deleveraging, the private sector would like to reduce private debt. If at the same time, the public sector also tries to reduce spending and cut the budget deficit and cut public debt, then I mean there will be no demand in the economy. I mean, the euro exchange rate cannot really depreciate. I mean, it could depreciate, but it won't. And even if it would depreciate, that would not be a major help. So I think that indeed at the Eurozone level, there should be a kind of demand management, and there would be a scope for a new fiscal stimulus.
Where do you see perhaps major opportunities for, let's say, joint global efforts to improve current financial system that would prevent similar crises in the future?
It's an extremely difficult question because, I mean, each country would like to safeguard and protect her own financial system. But the crisis was extremely acute after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Then the G20 was somewhat effective. I mean, leaders could agree because there was such a huge uncertainty and the whole world was heading toward a recession. But since we are over that, and I mean, now different regions have different problems. I mean, in the U.S., recovery has started even. The fourth quarter growth in the U.S. was reasonably strong. In emerging countries like China and India, I mean, there is some deceleration of economic growth, but still economic growth is very high, 7-8% or something like that. And now we have Europe, which is different, because in Europe we are heading toward a new recession. So, I mean, the situation of each country is different. Also in Canada, there was no major banking system problem, so Canada is not very keen on agreeing on any global measures for regulating banks and so on. So I think that due to this national interest, it will be extremely difficult to find a global solution for the financial system. And I expect that each country will do their own, and they will try to find country-specific solutions. And in Europe, we will try to find Europe-specific solutions.